You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 261, When Doves Cry by Prince. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. Oftentimes, it is the most unexpected songs that have not only a momentary flash of brilliance and top the charts, but also stand the tests of time. One such song was merely written as a film segment to help explain the part of the life of singer Prince. When Doves Cry became much more than just a track for Purple Rain, it became a hit that is still beloved almost 20 years later. In 1984, Prince splashed onto the Billboard charts with the first single from his album Purple Rain, named for both the title song and the accompanying film. When Doves Cry had been written by Prince after a request from the director to explain a portion of the film concerning his parental difficulties and love affair. It was reported that Prince sat down that night and penned two songs, one of which was When Doves Cry. The love affair portion, according to Prince's biographer Per Nilsson, was about Vanity 6 member Susan Moonzy, who he was involved with at the time.
Dig if you will the picture of you and I engaged in a kiss. The sweat of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this? Dream if you can, a courtyard, an ocean of violets in bloom. Animals strike curious.
Susan Moonzy had a tumultuous on-again, off-again relationship with Prince from 1980 to 1985 and was depicted as a teenage Lolita, claiming to only be 16 when she and Prince first began seeing one another, at the time of the creation of Vanity 6, his female prop creation. When the film and soundtrack had been conceptualized, Susan was cast to play the female lead, Prince's love interest. However, after a tiff at the end of their relationship, Moonzy resigned from the film and the role was given to her former Vanity 6 bandmate, Apollonia. In addition, the name of the girl group she was a member of was changed from Vanity 6 to Apollonia 6 as a stab towards Moonzy, who had abandoned Prince both personally and professionally. However, she returned to the film and Apollonia 6, which became an actual group, but was no longer cast as Prince's leading lady. The song was added after the entirety of Purple Rain had already been recorded, and so Prince decided to hit the studio alone. He wrote, composed, sang, and played all instruments for the song. He also chose to use no bass track for a different sound than many of his other songs. The barrage of keyboards in the middle of the song is designed to simulate the sound of doves crying. Prince's metaphor for what exactly a crying dove was comes from the similarities in hearing an argument through walls and hearing a flock of birds from far away. They both have a muffled quality, but neither is completely drowned out, no matter how far away it may seem. Prince drew on this because as a child, his parents had a volatile relationship and argued frequently. After his own toxic relationship, he began to see the similarities between himself and his parents and began to wonder if he could ever have a successful relationship. All of this emotion and turmoil was put into the song.
Like my father, too bold.
The song stayed at the top of the Billboard charts for 5 weeks and was ranked the best single of 1984 by Billboard. Though it was written as an addition and filler, it has become known as one of Prince's most iconic songs. It was ranked number 6 by Spin in their countdown of the greatest songs of all time, and number 38 by Movement's list. There have been at least 18 released covers of the song since its debut, including Genuine's cover, which also gained worldwide notoriety and made the Billboard charts in 6 countries, as well as the cover used for the 1997 Baz Luhrmann film Romeo and Juliet, a modern retelling of Shakespeare's famous tale. The most recent incarnation of the song was sung by Alex Clare for his 2011 album, The Lateness of the Hour. Prince's iconic song legacy lives on through songs like When Doves Cry. His personal story bleeds through each line, and it is because of this intimate connection that the songs are relatable and well-received still to this day. It is a timeless song by a timeless artist about the reality of growing up and realizing that no matter how hard everyone may try to escape it, we are all, at least somewhat, like our parents. And his ups and downs of love life, including many public breakups, a broken engagement, and 2 failed marriages, seem to point that he never did figure out how to make it work, just as his parents couldn't. However, Prince has made an indelible impact on music and pop culture forever. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Marlissa Doss and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.